With Admirals goalie Troy Grosnick, what does today feel like here?
Oh, it's disappointing. It's always hard, you know. Every year when the year ends, it's tough. This year especially, like, we love playing together. We thought we had something really special in there, and that, I still think, like, you know, if bounces fell our way, like, we could be having a very different conversation in a few weeks. But, today is disappointing. But that's the nature of the game. Only one team gets to win their final game.
Highlights of the season for you?
It's hard to pick one. I mean, we are such a tight-knit group, just traveling with each other and playing cards, all those little times, that we had, just the boys. But in terms of hockey-wise, obviously, I've never been part of something like a 19-game winning streak. And, just coming to the rink every day and having fun with your brothers. And that's when I think back on this team, that's what I'm going to think. It was just how tight-knit everybody was.
You and Yarrow each have a 14-game personal winning streak this year. But maybe the biggest thing is you had your health for the good chunk of this season.
Yeah, that was huge. Like, personally, coming back, obviously last year was a tough year for me. So I wanted to prove to myself and to other people that, I still had it. And age is just a number.
Yeah, well, you certainly did prove that. So what is next? Because right now, I mean, think about it. You're playing, it's June. Normal. I don't know if you're normally skating or working out by now, but now you need to rest here.
Yeah, take a few weeks and enjoy some family time with the wife and kids. Obviously, when you go on around like this, that side of the equation, I don't want to say gets neglected, but you don't get to spend as much time as you would like with your family. And so now I'm going to cherish being able to spend, every waking moment with my wife and kids. And take a solid few weeks to get everything back feeling good, and then get back after it and try to go a step further next year.
I'm kind of in the same boat as you with the kids and the family, but I said this to Cal, like, you lose a game like that and you still have kids at home that you gotta, it's different from the single guys. It's a different life, obviously, when you leave the rink.
Yeah, that was one thing that it's almost a little bit of a saving grace. Like last night, I know my family knows, like, if we lose in general, you don't come down after the game. If we win, then locker room's open and everyone's having a good time. But Maggie texted me, hey, the kids want to see you. And I was still in, it was probably 20 minutes after the game, I was still in full gear, and just gave, the kids just want to give me a hug and say hi to their dad. And when you have that, it puts life into perspective. And we love what we do and we want to win championships, and nights as a hockey player, nights like last night sting. But then when you take a step back from it and see how much your family loves you, and all the kids want to see is their dad, and they give you a big hug and say I love you, daddy, and all of a sudden you're not a hockey player anymore, you're dad, and your heart's full.
Yeah. I'm gonna edit this out if we can't talk about this, but have they talked to you, or you got any plans for next year?
I would love to be back. I don't know exactly the plan. I think everyone in, I don't think anyone, I've never made it like a secret. Like, I love playing here in Milwaukee, and it's really the only place I want to play. And I'd love to be back if they'll have me and everything works out, but not yet.
I hope that's the case. Troy, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for everything, too.
Thanks, Simmer.
Troy Grosnick.